It's primary election day. Have you voted yet? Well, it's not too late. You have until 8 o'clock to drop that ballot off. There are many local offices up for grabs. 47 people are running for Seattle City Council in the city's first district elections in a century. But not many eligible voters will actually take the time to vote. Political scientist Todd Donovan is here to tell us why. Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, Ross. How you doing?
So we heard from the Secretary of State's office earlier, turnout about 15% in King County, 12% in Pierce, under 14% in Snohomish. What do you make of those numbers?
Yeah, they'll go up a little bit. But yeah, I mean, they're incredibly low. And there's three big factors probably dragging turnoff down. One is the only things on the ballot are these nonpartisan local offices, which people, it's really hard for them to make a decision just on a ballot with no D or R next to people's names. It's also, you know, these odd year elections. There's no congressional, state legislative, statewide races. There's no ballot measures. So those things that really kind of drive turnout, political parties and bigger contests, those are absent. But I think the big thing is it's just really early. I was looking up data yesterday that half of Americans say they're going to take a vacation. They do it in late July, early August. So we're having this primary, you know, that goes on for weeks. There's really you know, a lot of people just aren't in town. So there's things we could do to probably get turnout up, but those are big factors to overcome.
Well, we were sitting in our editorial meeting today wondering, why do we even attempt to have a vote in August when so many people are doing other things and not paying attention?
Yeah, and part of it is driven by state and federal laws were changed. I mean, we used to do this in late September, just 10 years ago, but in an effort to get ballots to people who are overseas and military voters in time for them to vote, the new laws, you know, you got to have those things printed 45 days in advance. So if you look at, you know, November 3rd, 45 days before that is late September. So that pushes everything forward to get the primary even done in time to do the general election. We have to be doing it in early August. So that's a big change. It's probably depressing turnout in these local elections.
Todd, what are the characteristics of those who are likely to vote today and those who are not likely to vote?
Well, we know in general, voters are going to be older, more Anglo, more affluent, higher educated. That bias is always there, you know, in any election. But in something like this, it's magnified greatly. And probably more homeowners than renters as well.
Now, we've made some changes, including vote by mail, to make it more engaging or easier to vote. Are there better ideas out there, things we could do to engage registered voters or reach new ones?
Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, they're not easy to do, but one would be, you know, if we had these in even-numbered years, we would also have, you know, while we're doing our city council elections, we'd have people running for state legislature, for Congress, and maybe, you know, governor. That would increase turnout a lot. A second thing is just get rid of the local nonpartisan primaries. I mean, a lot, except for the, you know, these unique city of Seattle races, most of the stuff you're looking at, it's just three or four candidates that we're winnowing down to two. If we went to some instant runoff voting or ranked choice voting system, we could just have all those people on in November and let people rank them and have a system that would just have the winner decided in November rather than having this sort of two-round system.
Well, we shall see. Todd Donovan, thank you so much for speaking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Todd Donovan, political science professor at Western Washington University. Now, if that ballot is still sitting on your table, it's not too late to vote. You have until 8 p.m. tonight to drop off your ballot. And if you need help getting smart about your local races, head over to kuow.org.